Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is we're not gay anymore. We're over it.
No, we're over it, yeah.
But we are irrationally angry. So this episode is just going to be about being irrational.
I feel like we are Pokemon that just like leveled up.
Evolved. Is the one that you're looking for.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're like, we're Pokemon and we grew up.
I'm like, that's not how we were gay and now we are irrational.
Yeah.
Irrationally angry.
Yeah. Well, it could be irrational anything.
Okay.
I just have things to say.
Yeah, Sean's gonna get off of his plate. I can't speak English as usual. But let's start with some thank yous that are well deserved.
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you to our patrons. We love you. We appreciate you. You do not make us irrationally angry. In fact,
you make us very rationally happy.
Exactly. Euphoric, even.
Sure. I was like, that sounds kind of horny, but it's not horny.
It does kind of make me horny, yeah. To be honest. Okay. I also want to give a huge shout out to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To all of you listening, we appreciate you so much. Make sure to subscribe, follow wherever it is you're listening. Share us with friends and family. Give us a 5-star review.
5 only. Please. That'll make us very rationally angry if we see anything less than 5.
Rationally angry. That's true. That's is rational. Rational,
yeah.
If I see a fucking 4.
4-star, that's rational murder.
So yes, please leave us a 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio for merch and Patreon with bonus episodes and all sorts of fun stuff. Thank you so much for supporting us. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's get into
also
the anger.
I also have to apologize.
Oh.
For last episode, literally at like the 32-minute mark, the audio just decided to piece out when we literally didn't do anything to change it.
Well, I think that they know. We don't do multiple takes.
I was like, yeah, microphone 6 somehow didn't pick us up. No, literally didn't change a single fucking thing and then suddenly couldn't hear anything. So sorry about that.
Good.
And I literally, it was funny because it was a podcast about anxiety and I was so anxious over the sound quality that I was almost in tears, and the irony wasn't lost on me. And then I literally had to talk myself down for, I was like, I need to call Brie. We need to re-record. Even if we just do the last 10 minutes, like, we need to re-record. And then I had to talk myself back down and say, you know what? This is episode 140 whatever of a podcast that is free.
Yes. Yes. It's free content for the people.
Free content. I'm not a sound engineer. I never will be. Yeah. I don't want to be. So
I love that you also messaged me and told me this, and I literally responded. I was like, it's supposed to be fun. And all I could picture in the setting when you were explaining to me that you were spiraling over this was you sitting there, like, crying, like, so anxious, everything. And you know in, like, comics when it flashes to another character and there's just, like, little, like, sound going on in their brain? That it's like, that was me.
Yeah.
Like, you were, like, spiraling and then I was probably just sitting somewhere in my living room,
with your,
like,
fucking face mask on.
How do birds fly? Like, you know, like, I just was totally out of it. So, I apologize that you had to deal with that on your own, but I'm also grateful that I didn't have to become part of that spiral.
Well, you've never had to because you don't edit, so.
Okay, edit's a strong word. You are very good with editing sound. And you are, Sean does all the behind the scenes work of putting up the podcast and everything, which I'm very, very grateful for. But I think that sometimes, Sean, you need to take on some of my chaotic energy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this podcast is going to be fueled by chaotic energy.
Yeah. Sean's having a... I keep feeling something touching my head.
Oh, my God. Stop. You keep looking up like you're being haunted like a poltergeist or something.
There's something touching my head in your little closet.
You mean the... hundreds of clothes you're sitting under.
Yes, exactly.
I wonder what it could be.
Okay, so I'm one sentence away from getting my head fucking chopped off by Sean.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
But we decided when we were going to record, mm-hmm. and I don't work from home anymore. I'm back in the office.
Yeah.
And I literally, which is, this is all part of my irrational anger.
Yeah.
I was stuck in traffic situations mm-hmm. that I will talk about. There's very specific traffic situations that bother me or things in traffic that I remember.
Okay.
And as I parked, Bree sent me a text because she was already in my apartment.
Yeah.
My roommate let her in and she sent a text saying, just making sure you're not dead. And literally, I was such a ball of rage from the day that I almost just texted her, shut up.
Okay. The best part of this is, I was sitting in Sean's living room with his roommate, Lauren, and we're sitting there, we're just talking, whatever, and Lauren goes, what time is it? Where's Sean? And I was like, that's a good question. I was like, oh, wow, yeah, it's like, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it was, after when he said he was going to be home. Like, I wonder where he is. And Lauren's like, well, should you text him? Like, is he okay? Like, he's usually home by now. And I literally said to Lauren, I said, I can't text him because he is such an anxious spiral of stress right now.
Yeah, very that.
That I'm like, I genuinely think if I text him and was like, where are you or anything of the sort, he will rage.
Yeah.
And then Lauren was like, oh, yeah, but like, you know, and then we talked about it for a little bit.
So this,
like,
is Lauren's fault.
It's Lauren's
fault. So she egged you on.
Yeah.
Egg. Yeah. Egg queen.
Yeah. So what I'd actually like to bring up here is that Lauren
Will get the rage.
Will get the rage.
Noted. Noted.
No. So I was like, okay, how can I say this in the, like, most obviously not, like, where the fuck are you? Like, anything about caring that you're late or anything like that way. And I was like, because the genuine concern was not that you were late. It was just that we were like, is he okay?
Right.
As yeah, we know from last episode, with your multiple car accidents,
yeah,
you know.
And my suicidal tendencies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, I'll just say, like, hey, just making sure you're not dead. And even as I send it, I was like, he's going to hate this.
This is a terrible idea. Okay, so the things that came to me in traffic today that made me want to punch someone's mom,
okay,
someone's
yeah.
child, mm-hmm. someone's dog.
Yeah.
Like, I want to punch the whole family.
Yes.
The
okay.
whole lineage.
Yeah.
Punching all the way from grandchildren to grandparents.
Oh, my God.
One of the things that makes me so irrationally angry
okay.
is people that have those stickers on their car that say baby on board.
Oh, yeah.
But the baby on board is, like, if I had to rank the irrational anger, baby on board's like 4.
Okay.
Then, like, princess on board or prince on board is like a 7.
Okay.
And then the one I saw today
okay.
was baby on board, but the baby was like the baby from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one before. I've seen that one, yeah.
And that just made me so irrationally angry for some reason. Because I was like, that movie is not even relevant anymore.
Okay.
And the fact, it is The Hangover, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the fact, because I know a lot about cars, it was definitely like a 2020 model Volvo.
So it's fresh.
So this bitch bought a Volvo and put this sticker on it. Anyways, so my anger goes, the sticker is one thing.
Okay.
The anger behind it is they're so stupid because who is it for?
Okay, I know this answer.
But so you're wrong. Your answer is wrong. I think you know, or you think the answer that everybody says for firefighters.
Yeah.
But how often is no baby in car? And they don't adjust the sticker then.
Okay, that's fair. Because I used to also think it was the stupidest thing ever. Because
right.
I used to think that it meant, like, drive safer around me because there's a baby in here.
Me, I'm like, I think I might, like, just T-bone this car. Oh, baby on board.
Never mind. No, I thought it was, like, something stupid like that. And I was like, that's so stupid because, like, everyone should always be driving safe. And, like, that's just moronic to me. Then someone said to me about the... that is an emergency responder.
Right.
And she said it's so that they check for a baby.
Right.
Because if the parents are, like, knocked out or something like that, and they get the parents out, they might not look for a baby because it's small. It could be, like, under the fucking seat.
So many questions, though.
It could be, like, tucked in a little nook. Like, you know? Like, you gotta get it. You gotta check around for the baby.
Okay, but this brings up so many questions because, first of all, you're just implying that this baby is loose.
Yeah.
Like, they just put it
Have
in
you
the...
seen Britney Spears on a quaint drive down the road?
I think that's a very specific situation, though. I think most people put their baby in, like, a car seat. It's not just, like,
yeah,
rolling
they obviously
around the back.
But I think anything's got to give at some point. Like, maybe even the car seat goes and slides somewhere.
Yeah, but you can't just miss a car seat.
People are not intelligent with the way they put in their car seats. I've seen some TikToks.
I don't know if you should have a kid because it sounds like you're just going to treat them like an old, like, Dasani water bottle. And you're just going to get in the car and just toss them in the back seat.
Hang on.
It's just rattling around.
No. Okay, so I have seen the safety TikToks, okay?
Right. Okay, so I get that. Mm-hmm. But then... people only drive with kids like 10% of the time. So what if there's like a car explosion or something and this first responder is like wading through the car looking for baby, but baby is in fact not on board, nor has baby been on board all week.
So you think it should might maybe be like a little light?
Like, yeah, like an
occupied sign. Yeah. There is a baby this time, and then you flick it on and off when
yeah,
the
like
baby
they should, like, they
the
get in, they like select the gear, and then they select, like, oh, baby on board.
Like,
you know?
Little light goes yeah, on. The like little hangover when... baby flashes to the back.
No. Like when you're in a bathroom in like a Starbucks and you flip the occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have baby, no baby. Or else it's just a waste of time for first responders. Anyways, so that bothers me. Looking for baby.
I hate wasting my time.
There's a car explosion. They're like, I'm not going to waste my time. There could not be baby in there. They're like, last time there wasn't baby, so I'm just going to...
just going to forget about it.
Anyways, and then I also hate, like, the gender... This just ties into what
I hate.
The
obnoxious gendering of kids.
Yeah, like Prince, Prince Manly, Prince Boy, like big strong boy baby on board. And you're like, what?
Well, he can help himself.
And it's always blue. It's a crown, but it's like a crown.
It's a crown.
And then Princess on board is always pink.
Yeah.
And it's like a crown.
Little tiara.
Yeah, a little tiara.
Oh, I miss toddlers and tiaras. It was terrible what they did to those children, but I do miss it.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. I know this is irrational fears, but that's...
This isn't fears.
What are we talking about? Irrational
I guess
anger.
Being irrational.
Yeah, being
so
irrational.
Just, yeah.
So I guess it is irrational that I like that show so much. That is one of my comfort shows that I'm most ashamed of.
No, yeah, I agree. And then,
but
that,
I genuinely love it to my core.
And that tied directly into Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yes. Oh, just
because
that one
like
right there.
I just could not get enough of that trailer trash family until the whole like weird like Predator storyline.
I know.
Was happen-
See,
that
that's
was
all... it, what is it with TLC and Predators?
Honestly,
like it's literally they find all the little child predators on that station.
Yeah, they're also going for, like, the families that maybe shouldn't have shows.
Yeah.
Like,
they,
maybe
they don't dive
23
deep
and counting or whatever,
yeah,
19 kids and counting. That should be a giveaway that they don't need a show. You know? It
they're
is
like,
interesting.
You have 37 children? Sure.
Get the cameras in here, baby. Instead of, like, maybe let's get some psychologists and FBI agents in here first.
Yeah, they definitely don't dive deep enough.
No.
They don't.
No.
But I do think there was something very fascinating about families spending, like, $5,000 to $10,000 on a competition where you could, if you were the winner out of 100 contestants, win, like, $1,000.
Yeah. You win, like, a flat of Gatorade.
Yes. And, like, one of those little toy cars.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
And the world's largest statue, but, I mean, trophy, but those trophies are, like, $15.
Which, again, it's, like, they're, like, it shouldn't be about the money, so that's not the thing, but they make it about the money. They're like, we gotta win the big prize, baby.
Yeah.
And then they, like, start breaking down like, all the costs. We gotta
pay daddy's bail, honey. You better get out there and shake them titties.
Like, legit. Did you see the hooker episode where she dresses?
I made my boyfriend watch Little Miss Sunshine, like, a few months ago because it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's amazing. But, yeah, so anyways, I don't know. Oh, yeah, we got onto that with the princess thing.
Yeah. Oh, I also have something that makes me irrationally angry about children.
Okay.
I really don't like when people inconvenience me with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. I'm like, you did this. This was your choice.
Okay.
Yeah. I am choosing not... Well, not, there's not a lot of choice in it biologically currently.
Right.
But it is still an active choice for me not to, like, be adopting or, like,
right,
you know.
Yeah. I get it.
And it would happen all the time when I worked at Starbucks.
Okay.
When kids, there'd be a full-ass line.
Okay,
like, a full line. Mm-hmm. Like, people ordering fucking 30 Frappuccinos. It's Frappy Hour or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't have oat milk when I worked there.
Frappy That's why hour. I quit.
Frappy Hour was literally the worst hour of my life.
Okay, wait. Before you go on, I heard something that truly shook me to my core.
Okay.
Some of the Frappuccinos don't even have coffee in them?
Yeah, they're cream Frappuccinos. It literally says it in the name.
What a fucking lie. What it's a like hoax.
Well, it's for, like, children.
Like, why?
Like, it's like a milkshake. I mean, it's, like, the world's worst milkshake, but still. Oh, like, God. Vanilla cream, strawberry cream.
Yeah, see, that unsettles me. The
green
fact
tea.
That
they are for, like, 13-year-olds and below.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if somebody's feeling...
I've never ordered...
And if anybody's feeling creamy, but, and God. I didn't even mean it in a gross way.
Jesus. Okay, so children are getting the frappies.
Yeah, so it would just be like the longest line.
Yeah.
And then somebody would send their child to order for them.
Yes.
Or they would be standing with their child and they'd be like, come on, order. Right. And the kid would be like, grande.
Oh,
and they're like, a grande, it's a... And you gotta get a non-fat milk. And it's the kid's
this
like...
This isn't a training session.
And they think it's so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I hate your kid.
I'm not here for your kid to, like, learn to speak and, like, order your drink because you think it's cute, you know? I'm like, I'm not...
I don't make enough money
I'm not
that.
Consenting to this.
And you just snap and talk over them. A grande what, bitch?
Some of the times I would just look at the parent.
Yeah, like, are you going to spit it out? Because they sure aren't.
Well, Shirley doesn't know where she is.
Okay, this brings me to two angry... What do you say?
We're irrational just being irrational. Anger. We're being irrational.
Irrational moments in my life. I have two, okay? My first one, the kid thing doesn't bother me as much. I get where you're coming from.
Never worked a frappy hour.
Yeah, I haven't worked frappy hour. That's fair. But I was a dance teacher and teacher assistant for, like, really young kids in dance.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I got, like, that, even though you shouldn't always have to deal with people's kids, I really liked that. And I also learned how to, like, kind of talk to kids and stuff like that. The thing that really shakes me to my core, and we've talked about this before, how I am... an animal person when I choose to be an animal person.
Yes.
Okay. For example, I was at the PNE. Okay.
Okay.
There was a water buffalo named Francine. I
vibed
with Francine.
Okay.
I massaged Francine.
Why were you?
I was scratching Francine's back. She loved me. And even the person there was like, Francine never comes over and talks to anybody.
Is Francine in the water?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I know nothing.
Dry pen. I'm just, if I'm in the water.
Literally,
Francine,
I was like, why are
just
you?
Just like riding on her back in the water, frolicking. No, she's in like a pen.
I'm picturing like when they would have like orcas and ride them terribly in SeaWorld. That was you on a swimming.
On Francine.
Swimming buffalo.
If that had been an opportunity, I would have been there. But I was like scratching Francine behind her ears, everything. To the point, Julia, my girlfriend, was like, can we go?
Can you scratch behind my ear?
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck, Jesus. And I was like, I can't leave Francine.
Yeah.
like, me and Francine have bonded, okay?
So I'm confused as to
choice moments like that, I really like animals. When I am consenting, like you said,
right,
to this interaction, I'm quite enjoying it. When people inconvenience me with their fucking dogs, I want to lose it.
Who does that?
Almost every dog owner ever. And this is why this is a controversial opinion.
Okay.
Okay? And this is why it is probably irrational.
Okay.
When I am, like, at a setting and I'm not aware that dogs are going to come, and then the dogs come and they, like, run up at me, and I'm not in the mood for it, I'm like, get your fucking dog away from me.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Like, that is irrational.
I know. But I literally...
But if it was a...
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Water buffalo.
If you brought Francine in, I'm ready to hang. No, and this is the thing. I like a lot of dogs, and sometimes I'm in the mood for it.
Right.
But I'm also like, you can't assume that everyone wants your dog up in their fucking face all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, or when I'm like out, and I know people have responsibilities. This is, again, irrational. But when I'm like out for a drink with someone, and they're like, I have to go home because of my dog. I'm like, ugh. That's so annoying to me.
I've done both of these things.
I know you have. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Not to me personally, I don't think.
But I will.
But you probably will at some point. But most people have. This is what I'm saying. Every dog owner does this.
Yeah.
Because their dog becomes their life, as it should be. So they think, like parents to children, they think everyone wants to hang out with their dogs.
True. But I always assume unless somebody's scared of dogs, they would like dogs.
See, but that's the thing with children, too. Everyone assumes that people like their kid. No one likes their kid. And no one likes your fucking dog.
True.
No, not your dog. Your dog's
I was like,
sweet.
She's blind, you asshat.
Don't talk that way about the blind.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, maybe God. The other one, but not the blind one.
No, 100%. Okay. And then the other thing that is irrational that your story just brought up for me is I cannot stand the sound of children singing, okay? Children sing is my 13th reason why. I literally remember one time, it was around the holidays, okay?
Yeah.
And I went to the Quay, which is like a local market in Vancouver. They had like some special holiday thing coming on. And I went with a friend of mine.
Like, are we talking like a child's choir?
There was a child's fucking choir in there.
Were
okay?
you in children's choir?
Yes, I was, but I was a child at the time.
Voice of an angel and a child.
So I didn't fucking know how annoying
right,
I was.
Right.
And so I went to this Christmas market to try and enjoy my time, and instead I had to listen to. How much do I have to tip to get this to end?
I feel like a crisp 100 could get you like 5 minutes
five minutes of silence.
Of peace. Yeah.
And I literally remember saying this to my friend that I went with, and she thought I was like the devil. She was like, you're the Grinch, you're Scrooge McDuck. And I was like, how is it? Everyone smiles watching these children. And all I could piece together is this must be their family members watching them. Because
right.
No one thinks this is good.
No.
Nobody. It sounds terrible.
That's why I know I shouldn't have kids, though. Because I feel like I'd be a good dad, but it's the same as how I would force my kids to put their art up in their room because I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So if they were singing, I'd be like, maybe we find a new hobby. Unless they were like Adele. And then I'd be like... Like, pumping
that's
that shit.
Standard?
Yeah. That's Adele or don't sing ever. I also don't really love when people just, like, sing in, like, when you're all just like vibing and there's a song and somebody's like, hi, and I'm like, I want to listen to the song.
Yes. Like, everyone had that one friend too in like high school that you'd all just be like walking to the mall or something and she'd be like, 525.
It's always rent. It's always rent.
And everyone would be like, oh, and like someone would be like, oh, wow, you're really good. And they'd be like, oh my God, really?
Oh my God, really? Oh. I'm so embarrassed. I'm seasons of love.
Yeah, that made me rage.
Yeah.
That was just
that's next
rage
level.
Inducing.
Yeah, I like how this entire thing is just irrational anger, but it's all directed at children.
Children, animals.
Children, like all the things that you should have no irrational anger behind. One of mine is, we've talked about this, but one it genuinely makes me irrationally angry is tap dancing.
Okay, yeah, you and tap dancing. And I purposely sent Sean any. Okay, like you all send me the furries.
Yeah.
You need to send Sean tap dancing.
No, please no.
Because seriously, every TikTok I see of either a clogger or a tap dancer, it's coming Sean's way.
I just don't get it. And I know that we have listeners that are tap dancers because I've heard from them.
I was a tap dancer.
Yeah, I'm okay with you hating me. I don't want to insult the listeners.
Oh my gosh, can we do a TikTok where I teach you a time step and then you'll respect the craft?
No. Like, there. The thing is, I know that it's hard. Mm-hmm. I see it. I appreciate it. Like, I don't want to hear it.
You're like, just stop making those noises.
I just wish it didn't make noise. I just don't get the noise. Because it's not like it's like an instrument, right? Like, it doesn't sound good. That's the thing.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. Do you think it sounds good?
Yes.
No.
I love the way it sounds.
No.
Yes. You just screaming at me.
No. It sounds like there's like a drunk man walking on like a tin roof. Like, it's not like there's just like
walking on a tin roof.
I genuinely don't get it.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't get it. It's like, because it's all, there's like the heel noise and then there's like the toe noise.
Yeah.
There's like two or three noises your foot can make.
Yeah.
So it's not like,
and
like,
the scrape noise.
Yeah. That was the three.
Yeah.
It's not like you're making good music, you know?
Okay. A drum can only make one. It's like a beat. It's like a playing right,
but
a drum
you're never
your
listening to one person play drums being like, wow, this is great.
I like that. Like, I watch like drummer TikTok videos. And
oh,
I love
my
it.
God.
You need the full ensemble.
I need a band.
What if a tap dancer was with the band?
Still no. Because all you would hear is the tap dancing. Like, they always tap dance to a song.
Yeah.
But literally all you can hear is like... And it's like never really exactly to the song either. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean...
Yeah.
Some things, you know, they make you angry. And
yeah. And these are things that I wouldn't let my kid ever do. You think my kid's ever picking up a drum set? Not a chance.
This is like the story of Billy Elliot. But it's Sean the gay father. And instead of because he's homophobic, it's just because he hates tap dancing.
Well, yeah, they can ballet dance. And Billy Elliot, he couldn't ballet dance because his dad hated him for being gay. But I would love my kids for being gay, just not loud.
Just not loud. My mom did tell me I needed to stop playing the viola. She was just like, this is terrible. Please stop.
See? As she should have.
Yeah. I see, but here's my thing. I'm different. I hate everyone else's kids, friends, right. Families. I really have a soft spot for parents. But like when people are like, oh, can I bring my friend? I'm like, ugh.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, it's irrational, but, like, when people ask to bring another friend that I don't know.
Oh. Where did that come from?
That's just, I'm saying I don't like people's people. I like my people.
I get it.
So when I have kids, I know I will like my kids just like I like Francine the water buffalo.
I don't think, I won't not like my kids, though. Like, if I had kids, I would love my kids.
Right.
I just wouldn't want them to do things they're bad at. Or things that were annoying.
Adele or bust.
Adele or bust. Yeah. And, like, Picasso, that can stay in the living room. If not, it's going in your own room. I don't think that's that crazy.
Do you care? Like, I genuinely wonder sometimes, you know, when you talk to people about certain things and sometimes you realize you're relatable.
Right.
And sometimes you realize you're an actual crazy person.
Yeah.
So when someone says to you, like, oh, can I bring my friend? Does that stress you out?
No.
So you like that. You're like, more the merrier.
Yeah.
See, I get so stressed because I'm like, now I have to, like, talk to a new person. I think it goes back to the last episode with anxiety.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God, instead of just being, like...
The vibe.
With, like, the few people that I know me, I've already gotten past all the small talk, I have to do the small talk. I have to do the, like, oh, what do you do for work? Oh, how do you guys know each other? Blah, right, blah, 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 blah. And that literally will, like, the hour before, once I get past that, it's great. I'm like, yay, I have a new friend. But the first hour of the hangout, I'm like, oh my God, am I coming off stupid? Do I, like...
Are they gonna mesh with everyone?
Yeah, are they gonna mesh with everyone? Are they gonna, like, go home and be like, oh yeah, I felt really welcome and included? Or are they gonna be like, Bree's a fucking cunt? Like,
well...
Yeah. Worlds are, you know, that's what goes through my mind. So then sometimes I overcompensate because I'm trying to be, like, so welcoming, and then I'm just, like, blabbing their fucking ear off, and I can feel myself doing that, and they're probably like, oh my God, Bree's fucking annoying.
Well, I've known you for this long, and that's how I leave all of our hangouts anyway.
At least I'm consistent.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah, so that makes me, like, irrationally angry because I'm like, I've figured this out perfectly and now I've got this thing I've got to worry about.
Right.
Angry is a strong word, but, like, stressed.
Yeah.
I get really stressed about that.
That's fair.
Which, my parents were always, like, very welcoming, like, around the holidays and stuff, bringing in other people.
Yeah.
Like, very more the merrier. So I wonder if it stems from that, because I would just be like, oh, so I can't just, like, wear my pajamas and just, like, not have to do small talk. They're like, oh, your second cousin's coming, and we ran into so-and-so at the mall, and they're coming, blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I gotta tell all these people what I'm doing after school and what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah.
It stresses me out. I get that. Yeah, I think that's rational.
Yeah, well.
I mean, if it's any clue, I don't think I'm a great judge of what's rational and irrational. It's got the seal of approval from me.
Oh, my God.
Anything else that you're irrational about?
Well.
Yeah.
A lot of things. When someone yawns in front of me.
Oh, did I just yawn?
No.
Oh, okay.
But when someone yawns in front of me, like, loudly. You could have
literally just gaslighted me into thinking that I yawned there. I had no idea.
The listeners have the tapes.
I have no idea.
When someone yawns loudly in front of me, like a big yawn, like, ah, you know, one of those. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hit them with a chair. Okay.
Why?
I don't know what it is. No, it's actually a problem. Like, I think that's something, like, psychologically, there's, like, it's a trigger that, like, there's a short circuit in my brain. There's something about a yawn that really fucking, it stresses me. It makes no sense to me. I don't mind that person's yawning at all. There's something about it that annoys me to my core. Like, it triggers me.
Oh.
It's, like, in the same way that I've heard people describe when they see the little dots. Tryptophobia or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it makes me feel. Like, it literally makes me feel like, like, oh my God. Like, I just want to, like, literally, like, it's fight or flight. So I, like, want to just fight them.
Right.
And meanwhile, they're just a little sleepy.
You're like, oh my God.
The other thing with yawns that really fucking pisses me off.
Jesus Christ, that was fake again.
Is when I'm yawning.
Oh, somebody tries to stick their finger in my mouth. I'm like, Sean, we're chomping down, baby. That's mine.
Well, also because I'm also a hypocrite. I'm irrational. Right. I'm also a hypocrite. I like to enjoy my yawn.
Oh my God, you're the worst. You can't
say. I know I'm the worst, Sean. I know that about myself. Okay, it's self-awareness. And again, because I want the other person to enjoy their yawn.
Right.
It's a visceral reaction. I cannot control it.
Yeah.
But when I am yawning.
You punch them in the mouth, you're like, did you enjoy that yawn? I wanted you to enjoy it.
I make a fantastic friend and partner. When I yawn, I want to enjoy it.
Right.
It's very nice. It's like a sneeze. I like to enjoy it. So,
is this something you come across often?
As I'm yawning. No, I'm just saying this is something that, yeah, actually it is something I come across often.
Who does this to you?
Julia. So many people. Julia used to do it, okay. And I literally got in, like, a full argument with her. I was like, that is so rude. And she was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just being, like, silly. I was like, that is the worst thing you could have ever done.
I'm just in a silly, goofy mood.
Yeah. And I was like, literally, that's one of the worst things you could have ever done to me.
Right.
Like, honestly, when I'm yawning and trying to enjoy my yawn and someone cuts it short by, like, sticking their finger in my mouth or, like, doing any of that sort, oh.
I will say I haven't come across this since I was probably 16. But if somebody did that to me now, I would bite their finger off. Do you think that carrots and fingers are the same texture?
They're not the same fucking texture.
Or the same, sorry, the same density.
Yeah, they are.
Are you sure, though?
You know, because I can snap a carrot pretty easy in half. I think I could snap my finger in half if I gave it a go.
You think you could bite through a finger like a baby carrot, though?
Yeah.
Really?
I think I could. Maybe not a baby carrot.
You're like, if it was in my fucking mouth after a yawn.
Yeah, absolutely could. I think you'd be surprised at what you could bite off if you really wanted to.
But not a baby carrot? Like an heirloom carrot?
Yeah, like a very thick root.
See, I feel like baby carrots, because they're, like, soaked in, like, formaldehyde. I don't think they actually are. That was another rumor. But I think they're pretty good. Everybody being like, you just won't break it because your brain knows that it's a finger.
Yeah, it's true, though. Because if I think about it, I could snap this finger in half for sure.
But, like...
I could snap your finger in half. Like, if I reached over right now and I was like, I don't know. You gave me, like, some hallucinogenic that I thought that bitch was a carrot.
You come to, I'm in the hospital, not a finger in sight. You've eaten all of them.
I'm like, how was the episode, though? Was it good? Was it a hit?
You're like, whoa.
Wild.
Those drugs are crazy.
Maybe you should include that in your horror film.
I just feel like there's, like, times that I've jammed my fingers into things hard enough that if they were all baby carrots, they would have broken.
That's fair to think about. Yeah, because if I took a carrot and I rammed it against this door, it would probably snap.
Yeah. Or like if you close like a car door or something. Like I've done a lot of shit and yeah. I've only broken my finger once. And it didn't like...
You have though.
But that one was somebody jumping in like and it caught their shirt and it went with their body and
but I think it's because the muscle coats it and holds it together, right?
Yeah, but they're not just like loosely hanging out.
But
skin
if you had hook. Muscular carrot bags, so you broke the carrot, but then right. It was still in the little tube of the carrot muscle.
I still don't think that whoever started this rumor,
right?
This it doesn't make me irrational though. I guess it makes me irrationally confused because I think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong?
I think it's wrong. I think it was a rumor started by Republicans to keep the liberals at bay.
Away from the carrots.
Yeah.
We've turned into a conspiracy theorist podcast. Yeah.
That we should do a conspiracy theory.
Why have we not done that yet?
I don't know.
Oh my God, we need to do that.
There's only one conspiracy theory that I believe, and I saw a TikTok that literally tied exactly into this. Okay. I'm like, do I say it now? Or
yeah,
do
just
I...
say it now.
Oh, that,
well, this will be a sneak peek.
That O.J. Simpson is Khloe Kardashian's
dad. Oh,
I
believe that 100%.
And I, like, that's the only one I believe besides the earth being flat, but...
Oh God, we're in for a doozy.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, we should do that next week.
There are some good conspiracy theories.
I love conspiracy theories.
What about the Mandela effect?
I believe that, and you don't. Like, what's his name not being blind? Andrea Bocelli or whatever. What's his name? Bocaccini?
Adriana Bocaccini.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I'm convinced.
Just for the listeners.
Yeah.
I was talking about Andrea Bocelli, and people were like, oh, yeah, that guy. And I was like, yeah, you know, like, the blind one.
Yeah.
And, which, terrible way to describe somebody, sorry.
Yeah.
But anyways, somebody...
No, I think it was rooted in conversation. You were saying, like, something about how, like, he was blind representation with Celine Dion performance.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, because he's blind. And then somebody, I think it started with you.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, he's
not.
I
was like, he's not.
And then
blind.
I started asking people.
People don't
if
know.
If there was one thing you know about Andrea Bocelli, what is it? And they were like, that he's a singer.
Yeah.
And
which should like, still be the first answer, but people don't know that he's blind.
That I think everybody, well, you're convinced that he was never blind.
No, he wasn't. Why are you laughing? He wasn't. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right. So that's your Mandela effect.
It's not only mine. Many of people. There are full Reddit threads of people that are like, I remember my mom listening to him. He was never blind.
Well, if you're listening to him, you don't.
No, it's just people just know that he wasn't blind. It's like that Nelson Mandela died in jail.
Is that, that's why it's called the Mandela Effect.
The Mandela Effect, because so many people, like literally thousands and thousands and millions of people remember learning in high school that he went to jail and he got killed in jail. And I like remember learning that too.
The Berenstain
and then all of a sudden,
Bears, right?
That's oh one God, of them. Don't talk to me about this. Okay, we need to do another whole last episode on this because there's so much to go into. Please, if you are a listener, DM us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and give us the names of some conspiracy theories that you want us to either talk about or look up while we're recording, and decide whether we think are true or not.
Oh my God! Also, drop some fucking Mandela effects that we should.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Because I feel like those tie in with conspiracy theories.
Yeah, because Mandela Effect is one, right?
Yeah, and but if you told Andrea Bocelli that he, you were convinced he wasn't blind, he'd be like, that's a conspiracy theory.
He'd be
you
like,
psycho
you,
bitch.
Yeah, you, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't be asking him to guest anytime soon.
What a great episode. I really genuinely feel cleansed.
Not only do I feel cleansed, but I feel like we did a lot for the LGBTQ plus community.
We did a lot.
You know, if this was someone's first episode they listened to.
This episode was the first brick at Stonewall.
Okay.
You know?
Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe. Also, follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And become a patron. Oh, we should let the patrons in on the idea that we have coming up in the next couple of months and ask their opinions.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, so patrons, look out for that because this is some tea. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Unless you have kids that are trying to order something.
Then, yeah.
Don't show up.